Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
Dr. Richard Lands, president of Southern Evangelical Seminary. He's earned his Doctor of Philosophy from Oxford University and his Bachelor from Princeton. Currently serves as the executive editor of the Christian Post, and he's hanging out with us today on SOS Radio. Good morning, Dr. Lands.
Good morning.
So we're talking about the reality of sharing our faith in this crazy world. And this past February, the Barna Group released this study that said there are certain things that non-believers seem to be looking for when they're engaging in spiritual conversations with Christians. It's kind of interesting in regard to how we break through when we're trying to share our heart.
Well, I think we've got to reorient ourselves. We're living in a different world today where people, they don't think with their brain, they feel with their heart. And we've got to, they don't really care how much we know until they know how much we care. And we got to establish relationship with people. We got to convey to them that we care about them, that we're sharing our faith with them because we care about them, because we love them. 62% of non-Christians say they would be open to talking about their faith with someone who listens without judgment. Well, you know, we believe we have the answers, and we do, but we have to not convey that we're going to listen without judgment because, you know, they're but for the grace of God. You know, 50% of non-Christians say they would like to talk to with a Christian who did not force conclusions. Well, you know, we can't force conclusions. They've got to voluntarily understand that Jesus is the way. So we have an opportunity to share our faith. We have an opportunity to say what Jesus has done for us. You know, every Christian has one great sermon. Here's what Jesus did for me.
I think we overthink it sometimes. It's like, okay, how am I going to share this message? I don't want to leave anything out. Okay, I'm trying to go back to memorizing every verse in the Bible that talks about this. But essentially, it really is, like you said, hey, this is who I was. Then God stepped in. This is what happened from that point on. That's my story.
And we have to be interested in their story. 20% of non-Christians want to talk with people who demonstrate interest in other people's stories. We have to be interested in them. This is the world we live in. We live in a world where people are right-brained, not left-brained. It's interesting when you stop and think about it. Jesus taught with stories. Now, Paul wrote in prepositions. That's why he's my favorite apostle. But, you know, I'm not who I'm trying to reach. I'm trying to reach people who are going to be caught up in narratives, in stories.
We're talking to Dr. Richard Land on SOS Radio. We've been talking about how we share our faith. And a few minutes ago, you said, people don't think with their brain. They really feel with their heart. And I think that's an interesting place to start when we're trying to share our faith. And we're trying to bring people into discussions about who Jesus is. Because there's this one side where a lot of people think like, oh, Jesus is exclusive. If he's the only way to God, I want multiple ways. But Jesus did say, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, yep. And no one comes to the Father except through me. But how do we share those values that are behind that statement?
Well, we share what Jesus has done for us and what we believe Jesus can do for them. If they bring up, well, there are many ways. Well, you know, I know a lot of people think that, but Jesus didn't. Are you at least open to the possibility that Jesus might know more about this than we do? You know, he's the only person yet who's come back from the dead to give us a testimony. I would try to take it off of yourself and put it on Jesus and say, you know, Jesus claimed to be the Son of God. I mean, I've still found that when people bring up those objections, that one of the best answers is the one that C.S. Lewis gave many, many years ago when he said, you know, look, Jesus was either a liar or he was a lunatic on the level of the person who thinks he's a poached egg, or he was the Son of God. Don't give me any of this patronizing nonsense about him being just a great moral teacher, because he didn't leave that option open to us. He claimed to be God, and the people who were with him understood him to be claiming to be God. His enemies and his friends. And so he either was who he said he was, or he was a nut, or he was a liar and an imposter.
So true. So true. We're talking about speaking truth and love with Dr. Richard Land on SOS Radio. Dr. Land, you've studied at Oxford and Princeton, and you lead Southern Evangelical Seminary. What have you learned about breaking through in the idea of judgment? A lot of people want to say, hey, don't judge me. But you know what? There's an element of sin separates us from God, and we own where things are. And the Bible clearly outlines a lot of things about morality. But how do you suggest we talk about morals and truth?
Well, I've lived long enough to see a sea change in that you just can't say anymore, well, the Bible says, because people don't care. But what I focus on is, how are things going for you? Does your life have meaning? Does your life have purpose? Do you feel fulfilled? Do you feel contentment? I do. And it's not because of me. It's because I turned my life over to Jesus Christ. And I'm now living the life that Christ planned for me. God has a plan for your life, whether you know it or not. And it's a good plan. It's a source of joy. It's a source of peace, a source of fulfillment. And you can know who you really are and why God created you. But you can only do that through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
I think that's the element that a lot of Americans are missing, is that it ultimately is personal.
It is. you know, we as evangelicals believe that Christianity must begin with a first-person singular relationship with Jesus Christ. Christianity is a philosophy. It is a system of truth. But first and foremost, it's a personal relationship with the Son of God. And if it's not that, then it's not anything.
I saw some stats that were saying that the average American say they're open to attending church if a friend or a family member invited them this Easter.
Yeah, I mean, we don't share our faith the way we ought to. And, you know, our churches ought to be welcoming places. A church is the only place I know of where you got to admit you've done something wrong to get in.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. This Easter season is a great time to invite our friends. They might actually come if we ask them.
It's the greatest sermon ever preached by the church, the resurrection. And everything stands or falls on the resurrection. Paul told us this in 1 Corinthians 15. If he is dead, we're still in our sins, but we're not because he has risen.
We're talking about taking every thought captive on SOS Radio with Dr. Richard Land. And I think one of the reasons that we don't get those breakthroughs when we're tempted is a lot of us don't actually take that ideal of actually taking a thought captive to heart. It's something that is actually tangible that we can actually do. What have you learned about fighting temptation?
Well, I've learned, first of all, that the Bible is true, that if you hide the Word of God in your heart, that it'll protect you against sin because the Holy Spirit will call the right scripture verse to mind at exactly the right time. And I've also learned that the more you're reading the scripture, the closer you're walking with the Lord, the easier it is to avoid temptation. We need to understand that when we are Christians, when we leave our home or our church, we're going beyond the wire, as the Green Berets would say. We're in enemy territory, and we need to be constantly on guard against the devil.
So memorizing scripture, that's where we fight this back when we feel
tempted.
That's
where we start. I believe we should be in the attitude of prayer all the time.
Now, at Southern Evangelical Seminary, where you serve as president, you host one of the largest apologetics conferences in the entire world. Every year, you have names from Josh McDowell, Chip Ingram, Ravi Zacharias. They're all coming through, and this is something that you do to help teach and defend our faith.
Yes, sir. And it's October 12th, 13th, I believe, this year. It's always the second full weekend of October, and it's like trying to drink from a fire hose. I mean, you know, I get the CDs every year and listen to them. I can't go everywhere I want to go. But it's a tremendous opportunity to learn more about how to share your faith and to fellowship with like-minded brothers and sisters.
You're good to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.